Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Master Sheni Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gittol and Daniel Yehaz Prince Parayachol They should be given to Zarah Shal Kayama Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us Hamotzei Kli. A person finds a Kli. This is similar to the previous Mishnah. However, in this scenario, V'kasav Olav Kuf. The only thing that's written on this Kli is the letter Kuf. Now, what could that letter kuf mean? Karbon. It means that this kli is a karbon, which means, as we said in the previous Mishnah, this kli is kadosh. Let's say he saw a mem. A mem was written on the kli. What does that mean? It means that whatever's inside the kli is meiser. Let's say he finds a dalet written on it. What does that mean? Demai. Everything inside the kli is demai. Let's say he finds a tes written on the kli. Tevel. That means that tevel's inside the kli. And let's say he finds a tuf written on it. Truma, that means everything inside this kli is truma. Now, why is it that he didn't just write out the word? Why didn't he just write out the word truma, meiser, so on and so forth? And the answer is, says the Mishnah, shevesha sakana hayukaisvin tuf tachas truma. At a time of danger, they would write a tuf instead of truma, or mem instead of meiser, or tes instead of tevel. Now, what does that mean at a time of danger? So there was a time where the Goyim ruled over the Yidden, and they made terrible gezeiros that the Yidden are not allowed to keep Torah, and if they do, they might lose their head. So it was a very scary time, and they didn't want to write truma on the kli, or else they'd be in big trouble. So therefore, they just wrote a tuf instead of writing truma. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, and he argues with this entire thing. He says, "Kulam shmeis bnei adam heim." All these are the names of people. The kuf on this kli is just saying that the person that owns this kli, his name starts with a kuf. His name is Kahas, Kapel, or Klanim is Kalman. The mem on the kli means that his name is Moshe Menachem Mendel or Micha, and it does not mean that there's truma or meiser or tevel or something else in this kli. Now, Rabbi Yossi continues saying, "Afilu matza chaves, even if he finds a barrel, v'maleya peiros, and it's full of produce, v'kasav aleha, and it's written on this kli, truma." So it's very clear that the word truma is written on the kli. Still, harei l'chulin, everything inside the kli is chulin. And why is that? Shani Omer, because I say, eshtakad, last year, v'maleya peiros truma, it was full of truma. But opina, it was cleared out of its truma. Last year might have had truma in it, and that's why it has the word truma on it. But now that truma was cleared out, and what's inside now is chulin, and the fellow just didn't bother erasing the word truma. Now the Chum argue with Rabbi Yossi, and they say that if this fellow really took out the truma and put chulin in it, so he would have erased the word truma. And by the fact that the word truma is still there, it means that what's inside is truma. And moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis with something similar. Ha'imer l'benai, if a person tells his son, Ma'aser sheni b'zaviz zu, there's Ma'aser sheni in that corner. Walk into the room, turn to the left, that's where you're going to find the Ma'aser sheni. Then his son walks into the room, umatz b'zaviz acheres, and he finds that there's produce in a different corner. He finds that there was produce on the right-hand corner of the room, and there was nothing in the left corner. So harei l'chulin, he could assume that the produce that's on the left side of the room is chulin. His father said that the Ma'aser sheni is on the right. There was nothing on the right, there was something on the left, so it must be that that's something else, and it's not Ma'aser sheni. But let's say his father told him, Hayasha mane, there is a mane over there, umatz masayim, and he found two mane, hashar chulin, so then we say that the rest is chulin. We say that a mane of it was Ma'aser sheni, and another mane was added onto it, and that mane is chulin. Let's say his father told him the opposite, masayim, you're going to find two mane over there, umatz mane, but he only found one mane, so then hakol Ma'aser, we have to assume that everything's Ma'aser. We assume that there was two mane there, and then someone came and took one of those manes away. Now, in both of these cases, we do not say that since he found a different amount than what he thought would be there, it must be that what was originally was there was taken away, and this is something brand new that was put over here. We don't say that. We say the original amount is still here, and it was either added onto or some of it was taken away, but still, whatever is here is Ma'aser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.